Allison Burgos is here to talk about Girls in Wonderland that takes place May 30th through June 3rd in Orlando, Florida, and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Allison.
Hey, Charlotte. Thanks for having me today.
Tell us about Girls in Wonderland, now celebrating 23 years.
So I can't believe it's been 23 years, and I love it. You know, we have been creating a safe space for our community, for the LGBTQ community across the country, especially South Florida, for 23 years. And we're super excited to bring Girls in Wonderland back again this year. It's a super fun experience. Women and our allies, he's and she's and they's, everybody's welcome, come from all over the country and some internationally. It's really special.
Who will be performing, and what spotlight events have you planned?
So we've got an entire weekend lineup. You know, we started 23 years ago as a one-night event, and now we have 10 events over 4 days with a completely bought-out hotel resort experience, all for our community. We have dance parties, a comedy show, pool parties, after-hours parties, happy hours, and we have a wonderful lineup of talent. We bring in DJs and producers from across the country. This year we have Les Ortiz from Los Angeles. We have Sammy Blends from New York. We have DJ Tatiana from Denver and originally from Spain. We have DJ Pat Pat, Citizen Jane, who's played all over the world, as well as Zeno, DJ Nella, DJ Gabby, DJ Seth. So really great lineup of DJs. And then performance-wise, we have some wonderful performances. Snow to Product, who is a Mexican rapper and a huge name in our community, is coming in to perform. Chloe Starr, who's an up-and-coming, really talented artist out of L.A. Gabby B., who's a Latin artist out of Miami. And we also have Citizen Jane is doing some of her live music. Deb Hudsetter from Halcyon out of Tampa. St. Pete, who's been a crooner, performing for us for 20 years. And last but not least, our comedy show. We just announced our comedian, and I'm so excited to have her. Kristen Key is phenomenal. She was, maybe people saw her on Last Comic Standing or on NBC's Bring in the Funny. She's also been on Comedy Central. She is a tremendous talent, and we're so excited to have her.
What special guest celebrities will be appearing?
Well, we're so lucky. We have so many fun hosts that come every year. You know, last year, Alicia Haley and Kate Monet came, which was amazing. This year, Rose Garcia from The Real L Word is back, and she's one of our lead hype girls. She really brings the crowd to the next level. We're so happy to have her back after her fight and battle against ovarian cancer. Also excited to have Whistle Girl, originally from New York, who's coming in. Rach the Maverick, who's a TikTok sensation, Murphy, Cubby, a bunch of the Tampa Bay girls, Jessica Clark, I think, will be there from A Shot of Love, the new lesbian dating series. So the variety of lesbians, as we call them, will be showing up and showing out and taking the stage and engaging with the crowd. So it's going to be a super fun weekend and lots to see, lots to do, and lots of people to connect and get to know.
What would you like to accomplish with Girls in Wonderland this year?
Well, a lot of people maybe who don't come don't realize that Girls in Wonderland, along with everything we do, has really been a party with a purpose. Underlyingly, we've been activists and passionate activists, especially around LGBT rights, women's health issues for 24, 25 years. Founded Aqua Girl and the foundation, as well as sitting on the National Advisory Board at NCLR and other important organizations. And so every year we're having conversations and engaging our audience to learn more, become educated, and take better care of themselves and their community. So this year our focus is on two things. Number one, getting out and voting. We understand that this is a crucial year for not only LGBTQ rights, but for women's rights and the protection of our body. And so making sure people are registered to vote, that they sign up to absentee vote, even if you've signed up before, you sign up every year now, and become educated about your local, state, and national representatives, and make sure you're making choices that are going to take care of you and your family. The other thing we're focusing on this year, last year we focused on ovarian cancer and breast cancer and talking to girls and how easy it is to get a pap smear and a mammogram every year and the self-exam. This year we're really focused on mental health. We think mental health is a huge, huge still taboo subject, especially for the LGBTQ community, and we need to normalize conversations around our wellness and our mental wellness. We're working with Bliss Cares and helping provide free access or low-cost access for our community to ask for help when they're in need. And also, when things are just chugging along just fine, checking in and making sure that you're checking on your mental health, your balance, getting enough rest, not abusing anything that can take your bad body out of whack, being as healthy as you can be. We think it's super important and a big conversation we're having this year.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward with over 400 anti-LGBTQ bills already in states across the nation in 2024? Women's rights continue to be on the chopping block. Anti-Semitism and hate crimes are on the rise, and all as we head towards the presidential election.
Look, I think it's one of the most important times in our generation for us to stand up. If you've never stood up, if you don't know what it looks like or feels like, stand up for a community, for yourself, for our rights. Please don't be scared. There's power in numbers. I know that where we were 23 years ago, I never thought I'd be able to get married. I didn't think I was going to be able to adopt my son. And I'm proud that I was part of that historic fight and those wins. And now I thought I was going to be able to relax. And no, I get to fight again. We get to stand up and work together. We get to have thoughtful and meaningful and kind conversations with our family, with friends, and make sure they understand how important their voice is in protecting us and fighting for our rights as the LGBTQ community and as women. And so I encourage everyone to become educated and have thoughtful conversations and volunteer at your local organizations. You know, in Florida, we have Equality Florida and SAVE. You have the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force. You have HRC. There are local organizations all across our country. And I urge people to get involved, volunteer, phone bank, canvas, raise awareness, raise money. But I'm not going to let ignorant, hateful people put us back in the closet. We're going to fight and we're going to win because we're on the right side of history. Equality and celebration of who we all are is what our country stands for, and we just need to remind everyone of that.
With LGBTQ teens already four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids, especially in these challenging times?
You know, I'm raising a young boy. He's 10 now, so we're navigating kids having conversations and judgment and competition, even calling each other, you know, gay. And so I get it. You know, I'm having conversations with my son about how important it is to make sure that kids know that they're loved and that they're seen and that they're not different, that we're all special and we should be celebrated. And it is hard. And we all as parents need to be doing that work. We all need to be doing a better job of making sure our kids are seen and celebrated and aren't told that being gay is bad or having ADHD or being on the spectrum or liking, you know, Broadway musicals or, you know, we have to stand in our families and our communities in making sure our kids are loved and celebrated.
How can people get information about Girls in Wonderland?
There are a couple of ways. You know, the best way is, you know, visit the website, which is girlsinwonderland.com. Also, our social media Instagram page, which is Pandora Events. We have updates and little video reels and announcements. And you can always reach out. You can always give us a call if you have any questions. I think VIP passes are sold out. I think we have around 40 or 50 rooms left at the hotel. Which is a great, great way to really be immersed into the fun. It's a wonderful property. It's two hotels side by side with this huge joint, really fun pool. It's going to be a blast. And it's really like no other experience. And the fact that we're right there on Disney property and you can run and celebrate with Mickey Mouse at Red Shirt Day on Saturday and also have all of these LGBT parties and experiences, it's really fun and special.
What other projects are you working on?
We just finished Miami Beach Pride, doing some programming. We're also working on Stonewall Pride coming up in Wilton Manors in mid-June, and then St. Pete Pride, both really fun. But specifically, you know, with Girls in Wonderland, there are two things that everybody should know. Number one, our two beneficiaries are Kindred Pride and the Pride Cup, which is a set of athletic experiences that are part of the weekend. We have pickleball, dodgeball, golf, volleyball. So we're really excited about that. And our other beneficiary is Our Rainbow Nest, which has conversations, workshops, and information and support to help LGBTQ people in creating and growing their families, whether it's through adoption, surrogacy, or, you know, IVF, sperm donation, artificial insemination, having kids and growing your family. So we're excited about that.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I love when people ask about the history of the work that we're doing. I think that younger people today don't completely understand what it's been like over the past 23 years. And so sharing that experience of being, you know, I was on the George Washington Bridge when the Edie Windsor case was won, what it was like when I started my journey with my wife on trying to adopt and learning that one of us would have to adopt and we would have to lie to be able to adopt through the public system, knowing that there weren't human rights ordinances to protect us from workplace harassment or discrimination. You know, we've come so far, and I want people to understand and know that. And so don't be scared. Know that we can overcome any obstacle with like-minded support. So what I wish people would ask is about our history, so they know how far we've come and how much farther we have to go.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through these difficult times?
Absolutely. One of my all-time favorite quotes, especially in these moments, is from Margaret Mead, and it goes, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed individuals can change the world. In fact, it's the only thing that ever has." It means that when you work together, you can create really powerful change. And I think of that in so many ways. You know, I'm a big believer that standing up and fighting for injustice and what's right, not just for our community, but for any community, for any group of marginalized people, is important. And if we were able to just spend every day waking up being a little kinder, knowing that everybody has their own journey and their own fight, and I think the world could be a really, really amazing place.